Okay, good evening, everybody. The shiur this evening is sponsored by David Corral and Dr. Freema Gottlieb, marking the yard site of Freema's father, Reb Zev Wolf Gottlieb. The neshama should have an aliyah, should see much nachas ruach from the Torah mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim that the family are involved in. Tonight, as I indicated, at the beginning of the week, we're going to also be doing Ramban al HaTorah. It works out well. It's a long double parasha, Achrei Mos Kedoshim, and a lot of Ramban. The Ramban I want to take a look at tonight is arguably one of the most well-known passages in the Ramban in his commentary on the Torah. So it's quite possible that the basic idea of the Ramban is one that you've heard already. So if not, consider yourself learning about a very famous Ramban for the first time tonight. And if you had heard about the Ramban, I think there are many, many nuances within this Ramban that hopefully we'll be able to go over tonight and shed some new light on. This is almost the opening Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, the second of the two Parshios we learned the Shabbos. And we know the Pasuk famously opens up that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Daber kol adas b'nei Yisrael, speak to the entire congregation of the Jewish people, V'yamarta aleihem, Kedoshim tiyu, you should be holy. The parasha takes its name from that statement, Kedoshim tiyu, you should be holy. What does it mean to be holy? So the Ramban starts off by quoting Rashi, Havu prushim minhu arayos uminhu aveira. You should separate yourselves, says Rashi, from illicit relations and from sin in general. Kedoshim, as so often is pointed out, to be holy means to be separate. Have a prushim. Shekol makom shatamotze geder erva atamotze kedusha. And Rashi adds on the words, anywhere where you find an attempt to guard ourselves and to fence ourselves in regarding the prohibitions of illicit relationships. In other words, any time that we find that we are guarding ourselves against engaging in those relationships, so by definition, one finds kedusha, one finds holiness involved in such an endeavor. Lashon Rashi. So that's Rashi's interpretation of kedoshim tiyu. Separate yourselves, particularly separate yourselves from illicit relations. So adds the Ramban, Avabataras Kohanim, Roisi Stam Prushim Tihiyu. Rashi is basing himself on a medrash in the Taras Kohanim, but says the Ramban, Rashi is adding something to the Taras Kohanim that isn't necessarily there. Rashi says, Kedoshim Tiyu means have a Prushim in Arayos, separate yourselves from illicit relations. The Taras Kohanim quotes part of that. The Taras Kohanim simply says, Prushim Tiyu. Be separate. Separate yourselves. And it doesn't qualify that in any way by saying separate yourselves from Arayos. V'chein shanu sham. Similarly, we find in the Taras Kohanim in Parshas Shmini, at the end of Parshas Shmini, the following drasha, which the Ramban wants to relate to the Taras Kohanim in the beginning of this week's parsha. Kishem sha'ani v'hiskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim ki kadosh ani. There it says, sanctify yourselves and be holy because I, Hashem, am holy. And elaborates the Taras Kohanim, Kishem sha'ani kadosh kach atem tiyu kedoshim. Just as I am holy, so too you should be holy. Kishem sha'ani parush, just as I am separate, says Hashem, kach atem tiyu prushim, so too you should separate yourselves. In other words, we're not talking about, there too, the Taras Kohanim equates Kedusha with Prisha, with being separate, but there isn't any indication over there that we're talking about the Arayos, about separating from illicit relationships. If anything, the end of Parsha Shmini is talking about issues that relate to Macholos Asuros, to eating non-kosher foods, and to issues of Tumah V'Tara. It has nothing to do with Arayos at the end of Shmini. And yet that same equation, Kedusha equals Prisha, holiness means separation, is spelled out by the Taras Kohanim over there. So writes the Ramban, he has a different pshat than Rashi. Well, if he died, he ain't a Prisha, says Olufosh, Minu Arayos, Kedivei Arav. the separatism to which the Taras Kohanim in these two places refers does not mean to separate oneself from illicit relations, as Rashi indicates. Aval aprishus hi amuskeres b'chol makom b'Talmud. The precious, the separatism, which is referenced over here, is that which is mentioned throughout the Gemara, shebe aleha nikroim prushim, which through which we are considered to be prushim, people who separate ourselves, and that's as follows: v'ho inyon ki atora hisira ba'arayus v'macholim v'asurim v'hitira habia ish v'ishto v'achilas abaser v'ayayin. We know when it comes to pursuing physical pleasures, whether they be sexual pleasures or gastronomical pleasures, so the Torah says that there are certain things that you're not allowed to do. You can't eat treif, you can't have relations with certain types of people. However, the Torah also allows certain permissible forms of those pleasures. A husband and wife are allowed to have sexual relations together, and one is allowed to eat kosher meat and drink kosher wine. So being that that's the case, being that, you know, there are certain aspects of these pleasures which are permissible, in came yimsa bal hatayva makom liyoshotuf bezimas ishto onoshev harabas. So somebody who's a very physical kind of person, a lustful person, will find the opportunity to indulge his lusts in a permissible manner. He can spend an excessive amount of time in a sexual relationship with his wife. If he's married to multiple wives, as is permissible, again, pre-Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, he could spend an inordinate amount of time involved in the pursuit of sexual pleasures with these various wives. That would be permissible. And when it comes to the gastronomical area, v'lios b'so'aveh yayin b'zolei b'osar lomo, he could be a person who overindulges in meat and wine, v'yedaber kirtzono b'chol anevalos, and he can spend his time speaking about very coarse types of things, shelo huskar iser zeba Torah, because the Torah never says explicitly you can't talk in a coarse kind of manner. The Torah never says explicitly you can't overindulge in meat and wine. The Torah never says explicitly you can't overindulge in marital sex. V'nei enovo b'rshus HaTorah. Here comes the famous phrase which is often quoted from the Ramban. So the person really has the opportunity, strictly speaking, to be a degenerate person, a novel, with the Torah's permission. In other words, he could be a person who is steeped in a life of physicality and lust, and there's no one particular thing that he does that you can point a finger at and say that's prohibited. Lefichach ba'akosuv. So because of that possibility that a person could be technically in adherence with all of the laws of the Torah and yet be a degenerate person, a person steeped in physicality, so therefore the Torah comes acharei sheparatu yisurim she'asar osam legamri, after telling us all of the things that are categorically usur, and as you can't eat certain kinds of foods, you can't have certain types of sexual relations. But siva badava klali, after that the Torah comes along in a general sense and says, generally speaking, shaniya prushim min amosaros, in addition to all of the things which are categorically prohibited, there are various types of things which can't be categorically prohibited, as the Torah can't say that a husband and wife are not allowed to have sexual relations at all. The Torah can't say that a person is never allowed to have kosher meat and kosher wine, but an excess of these things is not desirable. So yimak b'mishkal, ke'inyin sha'amru shlo yu, talmidei chachamim, mitzu yimeshon l'shosem ketarna golem. V'lo yishamesh ala kafiyat sorech b'kiyam ha'mitzvah mimenu. A person has to minimize. Again, you know, a person shouldn't go overboard when it comes to sexual relations, even with his wife. V'yikadosh atzmo min hayayin b'mi'uto. And a person, although it's permissible to drink, but there too, he shouldn't go overboard in terms of drinking. Kvo shekara akos of nazir, kadosh. As the Torah refers to a nazir, somebody who swears off wine altogether, is a holy person. So in other words, we're not obligated to be a nazir, but you see, that overindulging in wine is problematic. So v'yizkor aros haniskaros b'meno b'tara b'noach u'b'lot. The Torah, in discussing the lives of Noach and Lot, makes a very, very strong case that overindulging in wine has disastrous consequences. V'chein yafrish atzmo min atumma, afal pishlo usharnu b'meno b'tara. The same way that the Torah only explicitly prohibits certain kinds of foods and only explicitly prohibits certain types of sexual relations, but nonetheless, in a general sense, wants to encourage us to be measured, even in those areas where, technically speaking, one is permissible to engage in sexual relations, one is permissible to eat certain foods, but again, do it in a measure. Don't go overboard in either of those areas. So too, the similar idea of kedoshim tiyu applies to tumah as well. Because if you think about it again, the Torah, in the end of Parshas Shmini, has spoken about what we're allowed to eat. In the end of Parshas Achrimos, has spoken about what kind of sexual relations we're allowed to have. And also in the end of Parshas Shmini, has spoken about, as well as in Tazria Mitzvah, has spoken about issues of tumah v'tahara. According to Torah law, there's no prohibition for a person ever to become tameh. It's just that if a person does become tameh, they're restricted in terms of their access to certain types of food and in terms of certain types of scenarios. A person who's tameh can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. He or she can't bring a karban, can't eat from a karban, can't eat truma. But per se, if the person says, look, I'm willing to, you know, I wasn't planning on going to the Beis HaMikdash, I wasn't planning on eating from the karbanos or from truma, per se, a person can say, it doesn't bother me to become tameh. Says the Ramban, part of kedoshim tiyu is also to look to avoid tumah, to recognize that although the Torah can't tell us it's prohibited under any circumstances to become tameh, it's not. I mean, after all, if a person loses a close relative, he's obligated to take care of that person's burial, and in the course of doing that, will almost of necessity become tameh. The Torah can't say categorically it's also become tameh, but the Torah wants us to minimize tumah. Ke'inyan she'yizkiru bigdei am ha'aretz medras leprushim. K'mo shenikra hanozir kadosh b'shamar b'tumas meis gamkein. So how do we see that? Because we see a concept that Chazal talk about at greater length, that chaverim, or prushim, as they're called in the Gemara. Prushim eventually was translated by the English term Pharisee. Right, the Prushim, Pharisee means someone who's a parush, he separates himself. The Prushim were those Jews who were careful to refrain from becoming tamei, even in the context of eating chulin, even in the context of eating food that was not truma or kodshim. Now, there's no obligation for them to do so, but the Ramban argues that the directive of kedoshim tiyu means look to introduce tahara into every aspect of your life that you can, even those where it's not strictly speaking required. And that's why the Nazir, again, is called the Kadosh, in part because one of the things he takes upon himself is to be careful when it comes to Tumas Meis, to coming into contact with a dead body. We should try to avoid Tumah if we can, even if it's not mandated according to the Torah. V'gam yishmar piv l'shono miska'el b'riboy ha'achila ha'gasa. Here, the Ramban quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu that talks of where the Navi Yeshayahu criticizes the mouth that speaks words that are uncouth, words that are coarse in their nature. And the Ramban says the Torah, as part of the directive of kedoshim tiyu, wants us to avoid the following two things. We shouldn't overeat, and we shouldn't say things that are coarse and unbecoming. It's very interesting how he links those two things together. Normally, you think of somebody who overeats, and, you know, I don't think that we necessarily think about a glutton in the same terms that we would think about somebody who has a dirty mouth, but the Ramban links the two as stemming from the same basic premise. It's a person who is not looking to make himself into a refined person, a dignified person. Part of being refined and dignified is being careful not to overeat, and by the same token, part of being refined and dignified is, you know, watching the kind of words and the kind of phrases that come out of your mouth. The Ramban links them together and says they're both part of Kedoshim Tiyu. V'yikadosh atzmo bazeh. So part of this Kedusha is refraining, you know, from all of these activities which may be technically speaking permissible, but bespeak a lack of the understanding of the spirit of Torah. A person should be careful about these things, ad sheyagia l'prishus, till he fulfills what the Torah sees as being the directive of prishus, being a person who is a holy person, someone who separates himself from the excesses of this world. K'mal she'amru Rabbi Chiya, as the Gemara says about Rabbi Chiya, the Rabbi Shavel in his notes mentions that the Gemara actually doesn't say this about Rabbi Chiya, perhaps says it about Rav, the Talmud of Rabbi Chiya, but be that as it may, you know, it's said about one of the, you know, the great Rabbanim of the Gemara, Shlo Sach Sicha B'Telem Yomav, that this person never spoke unnecessarily in his life. He never spoke frivolous or meaningless things. That's in line with this idea of Kedoshim Tiyu. Lead a life of purpose and meaning and dignity, not a life which is frivolous. But Elu v'chayotze bohen bo'a mitzvah zos haklolis acharei shepirate kol ho'averos shein asuras legamri ad sheikones b'chlal zos hatzava hanekius b'yodo v'gufa. The Ramban reiterates that which he said before. The point of Kedoshim Tiyu is to be a general directive, that whereas the Torah prohibited many specific things, there are many things which the Torah doesn't specifically prohibit, but the Torah wants us to limit our involvement in those areas of life, in the sexual area of life, the gastronomical area of life, in the idea of tumah, and the idea of watching how we speak. You know, the Torah can't set up firm guidelines and prohibitions in these areas, again, because the Torah can't prohibit these areas entirely, or perhaps the Torah can't give a subtle enough definition as to what would constitute inappropriate actions in these regards. In other words, how do you define, you know, that a person shouldn't speak coarsely, right? Remember reading a story that somebody was once complaining to Rav Pam, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, from Tara Vadas, about how certain people were very loose in the way they would speak. They would speak in a very, very coarse manner. And Rav Pam, Tzadik that he was struggling to figure out what the person had in mind. So finally Rav Pam said, you mean like the person says things like that he's going to fress? You know, that he's going to eat a lot? Like, Rav Pam couldn't think of what would be a more coarse form of expression than saying, you know, the guy wants to fress. I assume most of us could probably come up with more coarse, you know, forms of expression. But again, how do you define what's called divrei nevala? How do you define what's called, you know, an improper way of speaking? It's somewhat subjective. So perhaps that's, the Ramban understands, the Torah wasn't prohibiting that per se, but, you know, we have a certain sense of sensitivity, a certain understanding of the delicate nature of this, that that we're going to, you know, that every person can figure out on his own what's appropriate, what's inappropriate. But then the Ramban takes it to an interesting next level. He says, part of Kedoshim Tiyu is cleanliness and hygiene. How do we see that? K'mo she'amru v'iskadishtem elu mayim rishonim v'yisem kedoshim elu mayim achronim ki kadosh zeh shemen arif. Right? He quotes a Gemara in Brachos in the 8th Perek, where the Gemara darshans the pasuk at the end of Shmini v'iskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim to refer to washing mayim rishonim, water before, washing before the meal, washing mayim achronim at the end of the meal, and putting oil on the hands, which was a practice in the time of Chazal, again, to clean the hands before eating, after eating, and in other words, basically hygienic practices which we're engaged in. That's all part of Kedusha. That's all part of the directive of Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim Tiyu means be a dignified, refined person. And refinement and dignity expresses itself in taking care in how we pursue things that are permissible to us. It also includes a concern with our personal hygiene and our personal cleanliness. The person walks around and he looks like a slob and perhaps smells like a slob, so he can't really be in fulfillment of Kedoshim Tiyu. You should look like a put-together person. You should be a clean person. You should be a hygienic person. All of that is included in Kedoshim Tiyu as well. And why is it that the Torah speaks, that the Gemara speaks of Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim, as being hinted at in the Pasuk? After all, Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim are Dinim Derabbanan. So he says, Ki afo pisha elu mitzvos medivreim. It's true that these are Dinim Derabbanan. But Ikar HaKosu B'chayotzei Bozeh, he has here, Sheniyah Nikiyim V'Taharim Prusha Me'amon B'nei Adam Shemu Lachlichim Atzman B'mosaros V'Ki'urim. It's true that the specific dinim of Mayim Rishon, Mayim Achronim may be midrabanon, but the thrust of the pasuk is that we should be, you know, distinguished by how clean we are. We should be distinguished by how unindulgent we are. Now, on a Torah level, that may not necessarily translate to Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim, but when the Chazal instituted Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim, they were picking up on this directive that comes from the Torah itself. The Torah sets down a general rule: be hygienic, be clean. And the Torah and the Chazal translate that into specific mitzvahs, Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim. So this is this famous Ramban, when the Ramban lays down Kedoshim Tiyu means strive for a certain type of dignity and quality. You know, looking to be, you know, not just not just to comply with the laws of the Torah, but to use the laws of the Torah as a way to elevate ourselves, to fulfill the spirit of what the Torah wants from us with all of these halachas, not just the letter of the law. Then the Ramban makes the following observation: v'zeh derech haTorah lefrot v'lechlo v'kayotze bohen. This is not unusual for the Torah to do. The Torah very often, after laying out certain specific prohibitions, will then very often give a general directive, which can be interpreted as, don't just follow the letter of these laws, but try to implement the spirit of these laws. Where do we see this? So he says, consider the following. Particularly in Sefer Devarim, when the Torah lays down all of the ways we have to act between people, don't steal from people, don't take advantage of people, be honest in business, again, which are all specific mitzvos. Omar b'chlav yosisa yoshev atov. The Torah says it's a general rule in Dvarim Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Ches, yosisa yoshev atov, do what is straight and what is good. What does that mean? Shiachnis ba'asei ha-yosher v'ha-yashvaya v'chol lifni mishur ha-sadin l'ritzon chaveirov. Kasher ha-faresh b'gi l'makom b'ritzon ha-kodesh baruch hu. Right, this is an idea which the Ramban first lays out here, and he says he's going to come back to it in Dvarim, which he does. There's a concept, says the Ramban, of yosisa yosher v'atov. What's yosisa yosher v'atov? Go lifnim mishuras hadin. Go beyond the letter of the law. In other words, when you deal with people, there's the letter of the law, and there's the spirit of the law. You can sometimes, you know, follow the law to the letter, but end up treating your fellow man in a way which is, you know, morally and ethically despicable. It's legally okay. You know, you didn't violate any isser, but you didn't treat him right. All right, we could all think of examples where that would be relevant. So comes the Torah and it says, "Vasisa yashavatov." Besides all of the specific dinim which I'm giving you. In a general sense, you should be a mensch. That's how we would put it. You know, you should be a mensch in general terms. So that model, says the Ramban, is very similar to what the Torah is doing over here with Kedoshim Tiyu. Right? Kedoshim Tiyu means not only should you follow the letter of the law when it comes to Kashrus, when it comes to Arayos, when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, but you should follow the spirit of those laws, which is to make you into a refined person. V'chein b'inyan ha-shabos osar ha-malachos b'lav v'atrochim ba'asei kloli shenemar tishbos v'od ha-farish zeh be'ezes Hashem. The Ramban then alludes to yet a third example of this phenomena, where the Torah prohibits many, many specific things, but then says there's a general rule that you should follow the spirit of the law in addition to the letter of the law. That's when it comes to Shabbos. And the Ramban just alludes to this over here. He speaks about it more in Parshas Emor, and again, in a very, very famous Ramban. The Ramban says, we know that there are 39 malachas which are prohibited on Shabbos, 39 different categories of work you're not allowed to do. But then the Torah also uses the term tishbos. You should make it Shabbos. Shabboson. You should, that's the way he talks about it in Parshas Emor. You should call Shabbos a day of Shabboson, of resting. What does that mean? So says the Ramban there, you know, technically speaking, a person could operate a store on Shabbos and engage in business, and not be in technical violation of any of the Lamites Malachos. Let's say he decides he's not going to write anything down on Shabbos. You know, conduct business, but he's not going to write. And, you know, when people want to carry things out of the store, so he'll arrange for people to do it in such a way so it won't be a violation of the Isser against Totsah, against carrying. Maybe there's an Eruv in the area, maybe even if there isn't an Eruv, so you know, he'll work out a system by which, you know, they can come in, they can pay money for the item, and they'll take the item home after Shabbos, so they're doing business on Shabbos. Again, the issur against doing business on Shabbos is not it's not a nisa daraisa, it's not one of the lamites malachos. But says the Ramban, even if you keep the store open, even if you're not in technical violation of any one of the lamites malachos, you're nonetheless violating the spirit of Shabbos. Yeah, clearly, Chazal wanted Shabbos to be a day of rest, not a day of regular professional activity. So if you're keeping the store open on Shabbos, you're not in violation of a lo saaseh of any of the lamites malachos, but you're in violation of the mitzvah saaseh, the positive mitzvah of tishbos, of Shabboson, which means make Shabbos Shabbos dik. Don't make Shabbos into a regular day which you know, could be confused with any other day. Right, so in these three instances, Kedoshim Tiyu, Vosisa Yosher Vatov, and Shabboson Tishbos, right, which really, on some level, refer to three different aspects of the mitzvos. You know, the Vilna Gaon famously divides the mitzvos into three parts. He says there's Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Atzmo. These three areas which the Ramban speaks about very nicely correspond to the Vilna Gaon's three categories. Shabbos is Bein Adam L'Makom. Not only do you have to keep Shabbos on a technical level, but you have to keep the spirit of Shabbos. You have to act in a way which is Shabbos-dik. V'asis ha-yosher v'atov is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Not only do you have to follow the laws when it comes to interpersonal relationships with your fellow man, but you have to be honest. You have to be menschlich. You know, you have to do what's right, not necessarily simply that which is legal. And finally, when it comes to Kedoshim Tiyu, one can argue that Kedoshim Tiyu is all about the Bein Adam La'atzmo, making yourself into a refined person. It's not enough just to not eat treif, but you can't be a glutton. It's not enough, you know, not to engage in prohibited sexual relations, but, you know, you have to bring Kedusha into your own bedroom. It's not enough, you know, to just talk about whatever is not, you know, explicitly prohibited. You have to talk in a refined kind of manner. You have to seek to include as much tahara, as much purity in your life as you possibly can. So, you know, these three categories, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Atzmo, in each one the Ramban says we have to look not only to do what's technically permissible, but we have to look to do what's ultimately right. That's the lesson of Kedoshim Tiyu, that's the lesson of Asisa Yashav Atov, and the lesson of Tishbos Shabboson when it comes to the mitzvos of Shabbos. We'll take a few minutes to say Tehillim. We'll start as we do with Kapitel Tzadi Aleph 91. We'll then recite Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis, and then we'll say the Mishnah Berach V'Cholim. So Tzadi Aleph, Yoshev B'Seiser Elyon B'Tzel Shaddai Yislonon Omer L'Adonai Machsi Umtsudosi Elohai Evtach Bo Ki Hu Yatzi L'cho Mipach Yokush Midever Havos Bevroso Yosech Loch V'Sachas Kinofov Techseh Sina v'sochera amito, lo sira mi pachad loyla, mecheitz yof yomam, mi dever bofel yaloch, mi ketev yoshut zoroyim, yipol mi tzidcho elef urvavom iminecho, eilecho lo yigosh, rak beinecho sabir, v'shilumas v'shoim tireh. Ki ato Adonai machsi elyon samto meonecho lo su'unei lecho ra'o v'nega lo yikrav b'yoholecho ki malocho v'yitzav eloch lishmarcho b'chol d'rochecho al kapayim yisonecho pentigof bo'evin raglecho Al shachal vofesen tidroch tirmos kifir visanin kivi choshak viafalateyu asageveyu kiodashimi ikro eini veneyu imo anochi vitzoro achalitzeyu viachabideyu orech yomi masbiyeyu viareyu bishuosi. Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil l'David b'yosov amoros sefilo koli el Adonai ezok koli el Adonai eschanon eshpoch lefonav sichi tzorosi lefonav agid. Bisatei folai ruchi v'yato yodato nesivosi Bo'orach zu ahaleich tomenu fachli Habeit yomin urei v'yen li makir Ovad monos mimeni en doreish l'nafshi Zo'akti eilecho Adonai Omarti ato machsi Chalki v'yeretz ha'chayim Hakshivo el rinosi ki dolosi meyor Hatzileni mir odefai ki omitzu mimeni Hotziyo mimasker nafshi lo dose shemecho V'yachti utzarikim ki sigmol oloim Mishabirach Avusenu Avraham Yitzchok V'Yakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo U'Yivorech V'Rapei Yisacholim. Bavur Shebeli Nedonov Nistaka Bavuram P'schayza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachmim Aleihem Lachlim Olei Raposom Lachzikom Liachyosom Shlach lohem eirofu ha-shlemo ben ha-shomayim L'chol eivoreyem l'chol gideyem B'soch shorch lo Yisrael Fuas ha-nefesh ufuas ha-guf Hashtob ha-golov izman koriv v'nomar amen. I hope to daven Meirav around 8:40. I want to wish everybody a very pleasant and wonderful evening.